talk to him. We're going to be talking to him about that, how he fishes shallow water, how he finds these out of the way. I think you guys, weren't you guys out fishing today?
Kind of.
More like trying to film something.
I like that intro.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bass U Live, Christmas edition. It's that time of year again, and we love it. We have tons of prizes. You can see them laid out on our table here. We're going to be giving away all these things tonight. We've got a really great show in store for you guys. And we've got all our guys. We've been spending so much time together, but it's good to see all you guys again so soon. Of course, we've got Mike Iaconelli, the greatest fisherman in the history of Sunset Lake, Bridgeton, New Jersey, with us tonight.
It could be.
And we've got professional fish head / program manager / JK from Bass University, Justin Kimmel, spelled with just one L?
One L.
One L.
Yeah.
We'll get that fixed.
How can you tell?
All right. Whether it's spelled correctly?
That's right.
Well, hey, we're glad to have you guys. We spent some time celebrating the holidays as a company recently. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. And, of course, we've got BTC, Zach and the Riz pushing buttons. Zach's not in the room right now.
Woo!
He's checking to make sure everything's...
He's been ostracized or exercised.
Yeah. Checking to make sure we don't have any sound issues, yeah. Tech issues, whatever. Woo!
Check out the new fly new gear, by the way.
Yeah.
How about it?
Dope.
Gear.bashu.
Got to get one of those.
That's right.
Go get it.
Dope.
That's right. That's all. Go over to the website, guys, bashu.tv. You can check out all the gear there. And, man, we got a really cool show tonight. As I see our producer, for bashu.tv, just strolled in. Good to see you, Jeffrey. And we're talking about team tournaments, man. This is a big deal. We love them. Everybody here participates in them. It's a whole different dynamic than fishing by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a blast.
It's fun. Buddy tournaments are fun. I think it's a starting point mm-hmm. to a lot of people that get involved in tournament fishing. You know, it's for me, my first tournament I ever fished in my life, I fished in 1990 with Brian DeCarpenter, and it was a buddy style tournament. And, you know, it was important for me because it gave me a motivation to continue to do it, you know. So yeah. it's a lot of people do it. It's a great starting place. There's people that make a living doing it in certain parts of the country.
Yeah.
Justin. And you know, it's just a great aspect of tournament fishing. I'm glad we're doing a show on team fishing and buddy fishing.
I'm psyched too. I know we spend a lot of time individually trying to excel and accomplish things. But the buddy tournaments, the team tournaments, never stop because they're just too much fun. And we get to fish them locally, and it's a blast. So that's what we're talking about tonight, guys. It's all about the team tournaments. We're going to be teaching about it. We're going to be learning about it. And we've got some really amazing guests who have really difficult names like Iaconelli and Gluzek. And they're with us tonight. These guys are recent competitors in the Bassmaster team tournament championships, and they did extremely well. And we have Brock
Rankemeyer. That's my best guess.
Yeah, and Brad.
Yep, Jelinek.
Jelinek. Yeah, these are
slightly soft J. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Not a soft J, but slightly soft. Just ease it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. We're gonna have those guys coming on first, and we also have some other guys that are Tim Penhollow and Casey
Chusicle.
these names are tricky, man. And they're probably spelled right while we misspelled Kimmel. Hey, we're gonna have those guys on. We're gonna be talking team tournaments, how they did it. You know, what's the strategy? You know, you got one power guy, one finesse guy. How do you make the adjustments to try to win tournaments, to try to get the biggest bags? How do you do all that? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be taking your questions. We've got so many prizes to give away. We use your question on the air. We're going to be giving you 30 days free of Bashu TV and some other stuff. And we've got a lot of great stuff here. We have a Facebook like and share. Riz, I'm going to pass it to you. Why don't you tell all the people watching how they can get these prizes and what we have going on tonight.
So we have a lot going on tonight. We're going to give away a ton of awesome prizes that you guys can see on the desk there. We're giving away prizes from TH Marine, Optimum Baits, Mega Bass, and many, many more.
RTD.
Yeah, RTD, the rod threading device. That's a really cool new product that the Dean, in fact, he would have given that best in show at ICAST because it's a very useful product. Yeah. And,
he did.
For the optically
impaired. He did best in show.
He did give that.
For the optically impaired.
Yes.
He did give challenged. That best in show.
It's a powerful tool, guys. It's indeed. A good one.
And remember, guys, if you're watching over on Facebook and you want to be a part of tonight's show, head over to BashUTV/live. That's a way that you can dip your feet into the program. And if you use the promo code BULIVE30, you get 30 days for free access to the Bashu website. And you can be a part of the show tonight by interacting with us on the message board. If you're still over on Facebook and you can't bring yourself to check us out on Bashu TV, that's all right. We can still hook you up with something. Make sure that you like and share the Facebook feed. And at the end of tonight's show, we're randomly going to select one person to win a Facebook prize pack, which is the Trolling Motor Package, the TH Marine G-Force Handle, the Prop Nut, and the Troll Jacket.
Woo!
Also, wow. At the end of the show, we're giving away a grand prize, which is a HydroWave.
That's nice. Right. And it'll be based upon something we speak about on tonight's show. So stick around, watch it all, and win that HydroWave.
Yes.
So, hey, what's going on right now? 30 days free. All you guys that been on the fence, not, you know, about whether to come over and check it out, come over, 30 days free. BU Live 30 is the code, and you'll get 30 days free. But we also have right now the great annual subscription prize pack going on right now. Mike's got it right over there by him. Anybody that signs up annually for Bash University TV right now gets a brand new Bash University hat, a sun shield, as well as a pair of DT6 Rapala crankbaits and Ike's Quotient Series Flambeau Tackle Box. So that's a $60 prize pack. Just for signing up, coming over, trying us annually. Or you can try us 30 days free. Guys, do that. Do that now. You want to participate in tonight's show. Go ahead and get that done. We're going to be taking a break here in just a minute. Love you guys to come over and sign up for Bashu TV and get in the chat with us here tonight. And, guys, bring your questions. You know, a lot of guys struggle with team tournaments a little bit, picking the right partner. How to, you know, get one guy fishing one way, one guy fishing another. How to get the maximum weight. It's really a science. It's an art and a science, and we're going to be talking about it. So bring your questions, anything you have about team tournament fishing. We're going to be talking about it all night tonight. And we also have a Ken Duke trivia question that we're going to be having later on tonight. We're going to have some Bashu battles going on tonight.
Bashu battles.
Yes. And we had a lot of fun recently, Mike. We just come back from the Bass University and the Professional Edge fishing party. Might as well have been a fishing party. It was our Christmas party.
It was Christmas party.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a great party. It was, you know, the holidays are great, but we do that once a year, and we get a chance to visit with everyone with their families, which is a nice change of pace. You know, we see each other all the time, but it's nice to have the husbands and wives there to have that camaraderie. And it's a good night just to reflect on how good, I don't want to say how great we have it, you know, and what we get to do. We get to experience fishing every day. The business we do is fishing. We get to talk fishing. We get to deal with fishing. We get to teach fishing. We get to get kids involved. Take that for granted a lot, and it was a great night to reflect on it and say, man, we're freaking lucky. We're lucky to have this gig.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you feel fortunate, and I appreciate you, you know, reminding us all that. It is, you know, it's a wonderful business that we've all now, you know, is making careers in and spending time doing. And you know, one of the most amazing things about it, and because I bumped into Justin the day after, you know, and him and his wife were, and me and my wife started talking. And, of course, Justin and I can't stop it. After all these years, we cannot stop talking about fishing.
Yeah.
And you watch our wives' eyes glaze over in silence.
Pulled out their phones.
as they have to endure yet another endless conversation about rattle traps. And
rattle traps.
Suspending jerk baits and cold weather fishing.
I like how at the party the other night we had like the eighth grade dance thing going on where all the guys were on one side.
Yeah,
of the
we did have
talking
that.
About fishing, and then we had like the estrogen ocean on the other side. Yeah. And they were all talking about whatever they talk about.
They talk about hating us and why they wish they were not there.
Yeah. Hating us and trying to convince you to have babies.
Yeah.
I heard that talk a lot.
Yeah, I got a strategy for that. Though.
You got a strategy.
So we're good. That's a different show that we'll talk about that. On. Yeah.
Well, we spent a lot of time at the party thanking all you guys that are part of our Bass U family here on the show and working behind the scenes. But I also want to give a big thank you to all of our subscribers at Bass University TV. We launched this a few years ago, and it's been growing. The momentum's been growing. Your feedback has been amazing. Your participation has been fantastic, and we continue to expand. We're continuing to invest in more production, different things that you're asking for, what you want. And one of the new things, I'm so excited, we're going to be able to give that as a gift to everybody coming soon in 2020, is the Bass U app.
Ooh, the app coming.
The Bass U app.
Wow, very exciting.
It's going to be available to all you guys. You're going to be able to use it on your iOS device, your Android device, and it's going to make viewing Bass University a lot simpler, a lot easier. And we'll have some new features. So look for that coming real soon, 2020. That'll be our gift to you guys. We appreciate all of you being part of our program.
Very nice. Real quick, I want to jump in, and I do want to say, I want to give a shout-out to a good friend of the show, another guy we work with, Mark Jeffries. Mark's having some health issues, but he's getting through them. He's doing Brian Carpenter, if I'm correct. Correct? He's doing really good.
Yes, shout-out for having a heart attack and surviving, Mark.
Yeah, had a heart attack, surviving.
Yeah.
Shout-out to Mark.
Kicked its butt.
Of course,
good job.
Mark Jeffries, a big part of why we're here today doing the live show. So we're thinking about you, Mark.
Yeah,
get better.
I talked to him a little while ago, and he's actually feeling really well. He says he feels so much better now that he actually has blood flowing to his heart. So
wow, yeah. Good.
Says it's a pretty cool thing.
That is cool. Yeah.
Heck of a bonus.
Yeah. Wow.
I've heard that happen with heart attack victims and people that get stints.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden oxygen's getting to their brain. In a way that it hasn't been for years, you know, because of the blockages. So they experience that euphoria, that feeling.
I have blockages. I feel like I have blockages sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially after a long night of drinking. It's definitely some blockages.
Well, we're glad, Mark, you're doing well, really and truly. And I know the Bass U family sends their thoughts and prayers your way. Keep getting better. We look forward to having you back at work real soon. And speaking of work, Mike, you got busy again today. You and Riz got busy working down on Sunset Lake.
We did. Well, you know, the big thing, we've talked about this on other BU shows and, of course, talk about Mike Live. The winter leagues is a very interesting phenomenon that happens up here in the Northeast, in New Jersey, especially in South Jersey. And literally every weekend from early November all the way through to when the regular derby start up, which is like March, you can fish a tournament every weekend. If there's not ice, if you're not locked out by ice, there'll be 5 to 10 to 20 guys, hardcore fish heads, at the ramp waiting to have a derby. And I love them. I love them. And you know, one of the things is I love that it keeps me engaged in decision-making, you know? And that's if there's 2 or 3 boats or 300 boats. It's all the same. It's that decision-making process, when to stay, when to leave, when to change, when to circle back, you know. And I've got to do 4 of them this winter, which is pretty, you know, there's been some where I've only fished 1 or 2.
Yeah, no, you're on a good pace.
I'm on a good pace. Yeah, I've already fished 4.
That's awesome.
And I got a great opportunity to fish with Rich
twice.
What's your record? What's that?
What's your record in these 4?
I'm 4 wins in 4 tournaments.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yes, I want to knock on wood right now. But it's great because it keeps me engaged, but it is exactly the topic of tonight's show, Pete, which is these are buddy-style tournaments. They're team tournaments. And of the 4, I got a chance to fish 2 with Rich, And it's been fun. It's been fun because you know, you definitely leverage each other, and you use each other to try to build a pattern. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it was the first one we fished, which was a few weeks ago in Davis Mill, or even today when the bite was so darn stingy, you know, what we figured out together ultimately led us to the win, you know. And it's a really neat thing about buddy tournaments. I know we're going to dive deeper into it tonight, but to be able to leverage two guys, two brains, two lures, two presentations, two depths, two retrieve speeds, two colors, to be able to leverage all that stuff, it really helps you dial in a little quicker, you know?
I think it's where we all started, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for the most part, most guys would say, you know, their first tournament was probably a buddy tournament of some sort. And so it's nice to keep doing that. I like it a lot. Like you said, you got somebody to work with, and there's a lot of camaraderie that goes along with it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's certainly not for the good fishing.
Not South Jersey. JK. Yeah. Not South Jersey.
Not for the good fishing.
I have a new appreciation.
Yeah.
You know, today I saw that I knew about half of those guys out there.
Yeah.
Or knew of.
Yeah.
And there's good fishermen. I mean, there's 8 boats today, 7 boats.
Yeah,
now,
they're
or
good,
ten.
Good
but
fishermen.
But there's some solid hammers out there. And you're talking about 3 bass got weighed in today.
Yeah. Three bass.
Part of that's the
in.
Fishery. Like, I honestly think you made a really good call today.
What's that? Leave early?
No. Well, we had to do that, but you made a good fit bass fishing call today, and it resulted in a couple of bites and a couple of snag gizzard shad, and then no bass in the boat.
No.
But like, it gave me an appreciation. Like, man, these guys up here, they're fish heads. Like,
they love
they're
it.
Hardcore fish heads.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
And it really opened up my eyes and you know, a lot of appreciation for.
You have to love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not good, it's but it does. It, the other thing is, it does. It's like training, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
it's like hardening your brain.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
part of like the winter leagues for me is like this sickness that I want to go out and torture myself.
Yeah.
And literally, like, when it's raining and it's 35 degrees. And I know nobody else wants to be out there.
No food, no drink.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody else wants to be
purposely
fishing.
Don't wear your rain jacket.
I'm like, dude, I'm going because those are the days when I buck up and I fish those tournaments and I cast until the end of the damn tournament. I work my tail off. For every day that I go out there and grind in the winter, is one day in the summer when I go out and crush their faces.
Yeah.
I gotta earn the good days with the tough days. This time of the year, so I'm just making
paying
the slate clean. Yeah,
yeah,
paying the dues.
It is training. It is training.
Very
if
much
you,
so.
If you look at other sports, right? Mm. You know, baseball, football, UFC. You know, everybody, you train. You know, and mm-hmm. you train. Training when it's tough. Training for those tough scenarios, dude. It makes you better. It makes you better. I promise it does, man.
It's mental toughness training.
Yeah,
it really is because you're fishing for 6 hours. You guys each got one bite today.
Mm-hmm. One bite.
And that's to stay focused for that period of time in the freezing cold and rain.
That's
and
it.
Wind.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, the wind.
Yeah, you guys had brutal. Heavy winds today.
You know, about that training, though, there's guys who are your competition. They shut it off in the off season. They're climbing a tree.
Yeah.
They're sitting in those conditions, but they're all bundled up waiting to look at deer.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Some guys need the mental break, but this guy right here is staying sharp.
Yeah.
And you said he's got a lot better pace today. I'm thinking the 2020 is looking good.
I have a good feeling about it.
I do too.
I have a good feeling about it. You make good decisions are good decisions. Like I said, it doesn't matter if there's 3 other boats or 300. You know, and the more you make good decisions, the more you're prone to make them in the future.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. I love it. I'm going to keep fishing winter leagues as long as Becky doesn't kick me out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm probably pretty close to her kicking me out, Jeff.
And just for the record, anybody that's
pretty
watching
close.
that's watched Mike fish on the MLF or in the Classic or on the Elites, I swear it doesn't matter whether he's in the Classic or whether he's in a South Jersey winter league. The intensity is literally the same.
Oh yeah,
like it's there. There's
no backing off of the throttle.
No, there's no backing off of the throttle. It's focused. It's moving forward. It's trying to develop the next bite, the next pattern.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's great to see to learn from.
Yeah, and from
well,
all
I've
that,
seen it in your practice too.
Oh yeah,
super intense.
Yeah, and it's good. And it's again, it's good to stay. You know, to stay at that pace. You know, because when you start tapering off, but I want to stay at that pace. If it's practice, if it's a team tournament, if it's the classic, whatever. But for all the haters that watch MLF and give me crap about catching a pound and a halfer and get exciting, you come to South Jersey, bucko.
Seriously.
Bucko.
By the way, you did not weigh in one under 2.5 today.
So no, that's true. That's true. We did have two good ones today.
What was your weight?
So we had two fish for like 5'9", something, yeah. 5'9", 8". So okay. We had two really good South Jersey solid fish.
Yeah.
Both bites we got came on the same, I don't want to say the same exact spot, but within 10 feet of, yeah. Wow. Of it, and it basically was in South Jersey. This is a deep channel. This was a channel that made just a little turn, not a giant turn, but a little turn, and it went from about 5 foot to about 8 in the center. Mm-hmm. And those fish were positioned right on that break of where it went from like 5 or 6 down to 8, and there was probably a little roughage right there, but we got the first bite on a 1/2 ounce white jackhammer chatterbait with a white Zayco trailer. Rich caught the first one, absolutely plumbed it, had it choked down his throat, and then 6 hours later, in the same exact spot, I went back with a Rapala. And by the way, we're giving one away here for guys that want to subscribe. Rapala DT6 in Demon. And
Randy
I went
Howell
to
invented that color, right?
Yeah, what's that?
Randy Howell invented that
color. Randy Howell invented that color. That's correct.
I think he invented red.
He invented red. That's correct. But it was funny because as we're easing back to that spot, I tied it on like 5 minutes before I caught that fish.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have it tied on, but I'm going back and I'm like, oh, God, because I remember how it's set up.
Yeah.
And I'm like 5-6 foot on top. I'm like, DT6, perfect. I can grind it. Mm-hmm. And with that watercolor, dude, everybody thinks that Demon's only good in the spring, but when water is dirty, like borderline orangish dirty like it was today.
6-inch visibility.
Dude, something about that red orange is badass, you know. And
it work all year.
It works all year. Yeah. Yeah. And the same thing. So I threw out there. I swear, dude, because I dropped a point when he caught that first one. And I got to almost where, you know, when you look on your depth finder, your boat icon starts to cover the point. See, yeah. Like you're almost dead on it, and I got that bite. So, I mean, it was within 10 feet of where we caught the first one, and same thing, choked it. Yeah. Put, you know, got it in the net, and it was gone. And absolutely pummeled.
And you celebrated.
I was happy on that one.
we were about 10 yards away.
Yeah.
That is South Jersey, this is different. Like, they're comfortable. But then I got a little excited, and then the whole field was within.
The whole field flocked down to me.
Come on. Yeah. They did. They hole jumped you?
Well, everything's a community hole in South Jersey, yeah. So there's no secrets. Yeah. You know?
Well, it's the only fish, and how many acres is that, 20-acre lake?
It's pretty small. I think it's more 20, but it's pretty small.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, you're in farting distance with, you know,
yeah.
With the entire field the whole day.
So. Yeah, but it is interesting how there were other patterns, and you know, like I talked to Dave Haas, that was back where Brian and Justin went in the back of the lake, and honestly, in my opinion, that was the best scenario all day. It was the cleanest water, it was the warmest water. There's a creek channel there that runs meanders through it, so it had all the right stuff. And Dave Haas said he had a big one on, you know, just one that surging with a rattle trap that, you know, and that could have been the winning fish. And then Chris was back there.
Probably a carp snagged.
Might have been a carp. Yeah. Might have been a carp. But then Chris was back there in that same area and said that he was shallow and he hit his trolling motor and, like, you know, puffed up some dust. And he looked down and saw like a 3.5 pounder like scoot away.
Wow.
Out of like that much water, you know?
We saw so much activity back there today.
Yeah.
And the bites came on that swing.
Yeah.
And got bites early, but I mean, they were just weird, you know? They just weren't committing and.
Yeah.
It's racking whatever. My brain what we could have done differently. But.
Stayed home and had breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might have been a
eggs
bit of
and sausage with Pete.
Damn right.
Hey, that, you know, fishing a lot of tournaments is key. We talk about the mental side of it, and that's toughness training. But most guys only practice the decision-making process in a tournament, you know, and so you got to fish a lot of tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just practice, and you get faced with these conditions all the time, you know, and you got to practice making those decisions. So fishing these tournaments is really helpful. One of the things that I teach my guys in on-water training, and I've done this myself, and I continue to do it, is I create tournament scenarios when I'm out practice fishing.
Yeah.
You know, so I can practice making decisions.
Yeah.
You know, like if I, you know, like there's an hour left in the day, I have to get one bite.
Right.
So I, you know, I go through scramble mode. I practice those That's types smart. Of things. I create a fictitious tournament on that day.
And, yeah.
You know, on a certain day to try to maximize my weight. And then I evaluate myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that way you're always practicing these decisions all the time. Because when you practice fish, it's a little bit different from when you're tournament fishing and making those real-time decisions.
But, yeah.
But that's, you know, speaking of which, I got to get into some of these winter leagues because I got a tournament coming up in Florida in the middle of January. And I have not fished. Well, I fished a Delaware River tournament a couple weeks ago. So I have fished a little bit, but I got to get back out on the
water.
You
fished with me. You were pretty sharp.
That was a good one. Yep, me and Justin had a blast down at Jordan Lake.
Another buddy tournament.
Another
team event.
Another team event that Justin and I fished and won. And
JT Kenny said he just sent a message, said he just won a buddy tournament last week.
Wow.
So he's keeping busy in the off season.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's Riz, either you hunting got... or fishing every day.
Yeah, it's a good life.
Riz, what do you got? You got a couple things coming through?
Yeah, we got a lot of people on the message board that I just want to give a shout out to before we take a quick break. Pat Loudon, Steve Guadera, Big Bucket Mouth, John Nee, Scott, Joe McPhail, Drew Bad, Illinois Buck, JB Fishing, Dave Hall, John, Jeff Lieber, Pops and Bama, Pat Loudon, Wayne Queen, Tony Wilbert, Josh G. We appreciate everybody that's on the message board with us here tonight. We can't wait to get to some of your questions. And since we are in the Christmas time, one of the questions that came through for the panel was, what was your favorite Christmas gift that you ever received had to do with fishing?
Please, can I answer this? Ooh, yes, ooh, Mike, me. Ooh. I've actually mentioned this before on Like Live, but I'm going to say it again. Dude, it was the absolute best Christmas gift I ever got. I want to say circa, give me a high call it circa
89.
Earlier. High call it
86?
86.
Come with it. What do you got?
Yeah, high call it circa 86. I'm going to go with I asked for the color selector and received that gift under my tree one year.
Wow.
For most of the young anglers watching right now have no idea what a color selector is. It was a weird round-looking disc dial meter deal that you would drop a probe in, and you would drop the probe in at different depths, and as you would drop it in the water, it would tell you what color to throw. And it had a color wheel on it that was unbelievable. I mean, I had Pantone and pastels, and I don't know what the hell. I had colors I never even saw before.
Dude, I remember how you – do you remember how you used to pronounce chartreuse?
Yeah, chatterous.
Chatterous.
Yeah, it had chatterous on there.
What year was this?
What the hell is chatterous?
I want to say if we can have one of our researchers here look it up, but I want to say mid-'80s.
Okay.
I want to say mid-'80s feels about right.
I'm pretty sure Roland Martin was still pubbing that in 2012.
Was he? Okay. Yeah. No, but it was a great gift, and I loved it.
Crankbait companies came out with – crazy colors.
They just did
because the color they had selector.
They had colors based around that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. You get these crazy colors like I don't even know red and black, which didn't exist back then.
Yeah.
That's how they came about because of the color selector.
Yeah, I'd love to. Pete, what's your favorite?
You know, gift? mine goes back into Woodstock era.
He's the jib.
My dad, you know, it was the holidays and he was down in the living room. Our bedrooms were upstairs. Me and my brother were playing. I was probably five. Brother was seven. Might be off by a year or two there. And, he just hollered up at us a weird thing. He said, "Have you guys been good this year?" And, we said, "Yeah, Dad, leave us alone. We're playing." And he said, "Come on down here. I need to talk to you." And I'm like, "Uh-oh."
Yeah.
One of us did something. Oh, no. One of us did something wrong. And we come down, and leaning up on the sofa were two Zebco, identical Zebco spinning rod and reel.
Wow. That's awesome.
You know, remember how they used to package them in the cardboard with the cellophane?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they were two-piece, you know, fiberglass. And we had been using push buttons. We had been using my dad's old reels. Yeah. Up to go fishing at that point.
Yeah.
And we all loved it so much that they decided to give us those two Zebco riding reels for Christmas. Changed my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great gift. That's thanks, awesome. Pop.
Yeah. Justin, give us one. You got a good Christmas gift memory?
I think it's going to be next week.
Oh, next week. Oh.
I go home and I pick up a Bass Cat Cougar FTD, Yamaha 250.
Bass boat to yourself.
Thank you to myself and my wife. My wife is a big part of that, and so are you, Mike. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm happy for you, man.
I'm stoked.
You worked hard for that boat. I'm glad you're getting it.
Guys, that question was from Justin OKC. Justin OKC, please send in your customer number. You just want a Rapala Brat and a Rapala Ripstop.
Ooh, two good baits.
Awesome.
Man, I've been hot on that Brat lately, too, man. That's a good plug.
Ever since you did that shoot down
there.
Dude,
I did that shoot. I had to do a shoot with Tackle Warehouse. Mm-hmm. And I had fished it before in situations, but it was the first time I tied it on and kept it in my hand. You know how you know what I mean? And something about it, dude, that the smaller Brat, you know, and it comes in two sizes. And then I've since taken it here in South Jersey in these shallower lakes and fished a shallow lit one, and I've been catching them just as good. Mm-hmm. It's really cool bait. I mean, if anybody's watching and you're a fan of square bill style baits, pick up a Brat because it's a little different. It's a little smaller. It'd be good to put in your arsenal for sure.
Yeah, it's a unique profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice little bait. What do you got, Riz?
We are going to take a quick break, but before we take our break, I want to let all of our awesome viewers know about some of the specials that we have going on right now. We have a special holiday deal from Erupt Fishing. Get their RTD, the rod threading device, for 30% off. Use code at checkout, RTD. We have an exclusive TH Marine officer. We have a
Ossifer.
We have an exclusive TH Marine offer to our Bass U subscribers. Get $10 off any purchase of $50 or more at thmarinesupplies.com. Check out the member benefits section under your account or click on pro member offers on the front page to get that promo code. And we also have a Flambeau offer going out to our Bass U subscribers. Get a whopping 40% off any purchase at Flambeau Outdoors.
What?
Check 40. The member benefits section under your account or click on pro member offers on the front page to get the promo code.
That's who approved that?
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Me. All right, we're going to take a little break, Pete, but when we come back, man, we're going to get hot and heavy into the theme of this show, which is team tournaments, buddy fishing, buddy tournaments, and there's a lot more to it than just jumping in the boat with your friend. It's a lot of theory that goes into this. We're going to be unraveling that, and of course, we've got Brock and Brad joining us via Skype. We're going to be talking to them about their recent success down at the Bass Team Tournament Championship, Lake Hartwell, Justin's backyard, and talking a little bit about them, about some of the strategies they used as well. So it's going to be good. Hang in there with us when we come back.
We're coming right back. While we're on the break, guys, don't forget to share our Facebook feed, Facebook like and share, and you'll be entered in to win an awesome TH Marine Trolling Motor prize pack.
There you have it. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
TV, I'm telling you right now, if you ain't watching it, you're like trying to put three pair of socks on one foot, man. You got to get part of it. You got to get on here and learn. If you got any doubt about flipping, pitching, we got it on Bass U TV. We got Bobby Lane. We got everybody you can imagine doing what they're the best at. You want to learn how to flip? Check out Hackney, huh? Don't get no slower than that. We got it all. BU TV offers A to Z bass fishing from beginner to the highest level. We have it on BUTV. Check it out online. Enjoy the laughs, but really enjoy the outdoors and fish. That's all we're asking. We want you to fish and we want you to watch BUTV.